Ways to Win, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla. It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Well, good afternoon and welcome, everyone. It's Nate Lull with you this afternoon on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream, of course, is brought to you by SFCU. I'm live in Norwich this afternoon as we have eight-man football on tap, as it's Unadilla Valley hosting Unitigo. Norwich has been gracious enough to lend out the turf here this afternoon for this eight-man action. And I want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto pregame show. Of course, Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area on two lots, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed, and you can apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. You know, and I thought, hey, I'm in Norwich today, so why not bring in Norwich Athletic Coordinator Rich Turnbull as my color guy today? So, Rich, thanks for joining me.
Oh, I can't wait to give all the color, Nate.
Yeah.
We're looking for it all right here.
Well, it's going to be a fun afternoon here between the Storm and the Spartans. And, you know, Rich, real quick, what has it been like for you? Turf is a hot commodity right now. Everybody wants to be on the turf. If their grass field isn't ready, your phone must be ringing off the hook these days.
It's actually extremely fun because I get to meet a lot of new people. And in Norwich, we're trying to really reach out to our local schools and build a community here in Shenango County. So when Matt Osborne and Unadilla Valley reached out to us, we were happy to help them. We were happy to help them. We've helped out some other schools. We've helped out Sherburne Earlville's practiced here. So Unadilla Valley is going to be here the next 2 weeks, next Friday and then the Friday after when we're away. The Norwich guys are away.
And I think right now we've had pretty good weather, so some teams have been able to play on grass for some of their other sports. But overall, I mean, if we start to get some of that traditional spring wet weather, I think your phone will be ringing even more, I would assume.
Yeah, so it's going to rain this week. Everybody's already, my football coaches are telling me already. So the big thing is with this turf field, you had to plow it early on in the year. So you could still see some snow mounds over to the right side of our viewing audience. So
yeah, I was going to say over there on parts of the track still have some snow there, but hopefully the next couple of weeks that'll melt off. I like this about this football season. The longer it goes, it's going to get warmer instead of colder. So, again, it's our Butler Auto pregame show, UV and Unitigo, eight-man football action this afternoon. We're going to take a break on the Butler Auto pregame show, and we'll be back here on WCDO.
We want your trade-in. Hi, I'm Tyler Butler from Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. I've noticed that too many times car buyers only shop and compare the selling price of a vehicle. This can be a really big mistake because the value you're getting on your trade-in could save you even more money. And at Butler Auto Sales, we are proud to say we usually give you both, the best selling price and the best trade-in value. In fact, we'll take anything with a motor as a trade-in, even boats and motorcycles. And did you know, Butler Auto will buy your car in any condition, even if you're not trading it in. We will always give you a fair price for it, too. So get the best of both worlds at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Or visit us online at butlerautosales.com. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, it is our goal to never lose a customer over price.
Choose from the area's largest selection of pre-owned vehicles and get the best of both worlds. Best selling price and best trade-in value at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. See every vehicle and apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com.
Apply now for your Shenandoah Federal Credit Union MasterCard credit card. Why? Because from February 1st to April 30th, 2021, you'll get an extra low interest rate of either 5.9% APR or 7.9% APR. These rates will apply on all new purchases, cash advances, and balance transfers. With no balance transfer fees, you can pay off those high interest credit cards and save money or pay your taxes. Don't miss this opportunity and these exceptional low rates on your Shenandoah Federal Credit Union MasterCard. And if you don't have one, apply today at Shenandoah Federal Credit Union, 114 Main Street in Franklin. Some restrictions may apply. Find out more at shenandoah.org.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Hey, it's Nate Lull and Rich Turnbull with you this afternoon on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Remember, our web stream is courtesy of SFCU. We also record all these games so you can go back on WCDOsports.com and you can listen on our game audio archive. It's a free download, again, all courtesy of SFCU. So again, it's UV and Unitigo today in eight-man football action. We're playing live on the turf in Norwich. And, you know, Rich and I, during the break, we're just sitting here talking. This is my third year of calling eight-man football. I'm still kind of getting used to it, I would say, because there's just so much space out there. It's such a fast game. Rich, we were just talking about this, maybe when was the last time you saw something under 11-man football?
So I played nine-man football for Edmiston. So it would have been 93, 94 So 93, 94 would have been the last time. So when Edmiston got rid of football, and they merged with Unadilla Valley, or New Berlin, I think it was at the time, I decided to play soccer my junior and senior years because I didn't want to make that long trip down Route 80. So, looking back on it, that was one of my reasons. I didn't want to go down there every day, and it's only 8 miles. I kind of laugh at that now.
Well, you know, we're both Tri-Valley guys. I went to GMU, you went to Edmiston. I love hearing the old-timers, as I would say, talk about kind of the glory days of eight-man football when they played back in the 60s and 70s, probably into the 80s as well. I miss and I wish I had seen some of those times. I mean, playing on the 80-yard field, and it must have been really cool.
Yeah, the field was smaller. We played nine-man, so when did they switch from eight to nine? Did they switch it, like, in the 80s?
I would say probably in the 80s, yeah.
So we played nine-man, and it was a small field, and if you're familiar with Edmiston, the football field was behind the school. Now there's an addition there. It would have been, like, the outfield of the baseball field.
Okay.
And we used to play 1 o'clock on a Saturday. New Berlin had the best. They had Fish Field 7 o'clock Friday nights, and you could – It was like a movie. You would go down Route 80, and you could see the glow of the lights.
That's awesome.
It was awesome. You'd get about halfway there, and you could start seeing the glow of the lights. They were the only one in that league that had lights, if I remember. We used to play South New Berlin. Morris had a team. There was only like five or six of us, and I think Sherburne went back and forth for a while at the end.
Well, we're all set for kickoff here in eight-man action as Unitego will be kicking off to UV, and it will be Blaine Reifenberg returning as UV is in the black tops with the purple pants and the gold trim. They'll be going right to left to start things off. Unitego's in the white tops, the green helmets, and the green trim. Reifenberg's going to field this at the 20, bounce to the outside of the 30, now cut it back, work his way up to the 35 before he is brought down there by Jacob Pitcher of Unitego. So this is going to be our first look at the UV offense. They are without one of their big stars, Kyler Butts, who I believe broke, I think it's his tibia, in the opening weekend victory over Green last week, and he'll be going on to play college football at St. John Fisher next year. But he's in a walking boot, got a chance to talk to him pregame, and he's bummed he's going to miss the rest of football and probably baseball season too, so that's unfortunate. But
I was excited to see him play when you asked me to watch or come on with you. I heard he was a great player. I wanted to watch him.
So here is UV on a 1st and 10, again, live in Norwich today. First quarter action, scoreless between the Storm and Unitego, and UV will hand off on first down. They'll go to John Leonard here, good for maybe a yard or two to the right side, and this will be a second down coming up for UV. I'll be interested to hear your take today on, you know, kind of the open space here. We've been calling eight-man games the last couple of years with Oxford and UV making the transition, but it's a fast game and a lot of space out there.
And UV's not huddling, so it's going to make it even faster. This is going to be fast, and it does look very small out there.
So here is Reifenberg again in the shotgun on about a second down and nine. He's got a man in motion split out to the left wing side. He's going to tuck it and run, cuts back to the 35, out to the 40, muscles his way up, so it's going to be a third and short as he's down at about the 44-yard line here for UV.
I would imagine on this third and one, UV's probably going to do that little trap play that they did first down. I would think they got a couple yards on the first one, so I would expect something like that. Just going to move the markers here.
With no Kyler Butts, I would think we're going to see a heavy dose of Blaine Reifenberg here today, kind of the field general out there. I think we'll also see a lot of Colin Gilbert and John Leonard here for UV as well. So a third and one as they're nearing the Norwich logo at midfield, again going right to left. The black tops, the purple pants, the purple helmet. Mm-hmm. And they're going to try to run it right up the middle, but nice job there by Unitego. Crashing through again was Jake Pitcher as well as Nate Ackerley on the tackle.
Just a little fullback dive right down the middle, and Unitego stuffed it. So interesting here. What are they going to do? Oh, it looks like they're going to punt it away.
Yeah, it looks like Timmy Postma is going to come in for UV to punt this one. Would have been about a 4th and 2, so Postma will be punting from the UV about the 32-yard line here. That's where he's standing. Snap is a little low, gets through. Postma's going to boot this one high in the air to be fielded by Unitego. A fair catch there by Tori Gu, and Unitego will take over going left to right at about their own 32-yard line. So nothing doing there for UV early on. Nice defense by Unitego to make that stuff on the third down.
really interesting. They didn't really rush anybody. They rushed one guy on the punt there. I was thinking to myself, is there some rule that they're not supposed to rush the punt? So it looked like they just kind of stood up on the line, but they did send one guy at it, and it was probably, what, 30-yard punt?
Yeah, nice punt there by Tim Postma. So 2 minutes gone in the first quarter, and we're scoreless between Unitigo and UV. Unitigo came up short on the road against Spencer Vanette and Kander last weekend, so they're looking to get their first victory of the season here. Sophomore QB Logan Utter is under center. He's going to hand off, and a bounce to the outside across the 40, moving his way up to the 42 here for Unitigo, and that's going to be very close to a first down, going to be a second and short coming up here. That was Jake Pitcher on the handle there for Unitigo.
We haven't seen one pass play yet. I'm guessing, because I'm new to this game, we don't see a lot of pass plays in the eight-man game?
Not so much. You know, UV actually probably, the last couple of years I've only seen UV and Oxford. They were the only two teams around. UV would throw it around a little bit last year, but it was a lot of Reifenberg and Butts. So without Butts out there today, I'll be curious to see what they do. Another handoff here for Pitcher, but he is tied up in the backfield, and there's Timmy Postma crashing through and bringing him down for a loss.
You got to love it when your punter's on the defensive line and drags a guy down. You don't see that anywhere else but eight-man football.
Postma is great. He was a beast last year. He's a great three-sport athlete here for the UV Storm, and don't let his size fool you. He's very athletic.
Yeah, you got your punter as the nose guard right now. I mean, where do you make this stuff up?
It's always so strange to look at the line here on eight-man football, because it just looks so empty.
Is that even a nose guard? I don't even know.
Here's the handoff to Leo Temple for Unitigo. Gets the first down across the 45 to the 46. Here's a stat for you. Last week, Leo had 12 carries, 224 yards.
They had a loss on that one, so it's actually third
down. That's right.
Now.
Third down.
Third down about seven?
8:35 to go. Yeah, I'd say third and seven. Good catch there as Unitigo is on their own 45-yard line. But, yeah, last week, Leo Temple had 12 carries for 224 yards. So he is big, he's strong, but he's also got that speed.
Did I hear he's from a Tri-Valley school?
Yeah.
He's from Franklin, right?
He's one of the Franklin guys that has come over the last couple of years. So looks like we're going to have a timeout taken by Unitigo. Coach McCroney wants to talk things over. We'll take a 30-second break. 8:14 to go in the first quarter. We're scoreless between UV and Unitigo here in Norwich on CDL.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. It's Nate Lowe and Rich Turnbull with you this afternoon live at Norwich High School. A scoreless game between UV and Unitigo. They're playing on the turf here in Norwich. Thanks for listening into the Butler Auto pregame show as well. And a big thank you to Jim Tomeo. He's our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios. Here on third down at about seven to go, Utter is going to roll out of the pocket here. The sophomore QB, he's pretty mobile. He's going to get to the 50. He's going to pick up the first down to the 40 before he's shoved out of bounds. He went way in the wrong direction, but really turned that into a positive play.
Yeah, he got that corner really well, really well. He's a good little athlete, number nine.
Yeah, so Utter had a good week as well in the loss to Spencer Vanette and Kander. Had almost 100 yards rushing and was down on the field before this talking to Coach McCroney, and he said, you know, Logan Utter is like a sponge. And everything we tell him as a young QB, he just wants to soak it in. He wants to learn. So they're excited to work with him.
You got to love those type of players, right, Nate? Anybody that's just coachable, that's what we're always looking for in athletes. It's one of the big things is being coachable.
So Unitigo is into UV territory, again going left to right, the white tops and the green helmets and the green pants. They're on the UV 40. They're going to hand it off to Temple. Bounces to the outside. Temple cuts it back to the 30. One man to beat, 25-20. Flag on the play, though, as Temple is in for a Unitigo touchdown. But is it coming back? We'll see here.
That is about in the space of holding. He threw that right at the line, so I'm guessing that might be a holding call.
But that's Leo Temple on display there. I mean, he's big. He's strong. He had a couple of guys bounce off him, ran it into the end zone. They just really didn't have an answer for him, but unfortunately, I think the flag's bringing this one back.
It was a holding call right at the line. When he made that cut to the left side, the ref threw it from way over on the 30, so it must have been an obvious hold call from that side, that direction.
So a touchdown negated there for Unitigo with 7:53 to go in the first quarter. scoreless between UV and Unitigo, and this is going to back them up right to the 50-yard line on that Norwich logo. And, you know, Rich, what a pretty nice afternoon here, spring afternoon for some high school football. A lot better than last night. Was it windy here last night?
It was windy. So last night we hosted Susquehanna Valley, and we put the Susquehanna Valley coaches up on top, and they were not happy with me at first. But it became a nice evening as it went on. It was just a little chilly.
Yeah, we were in Sydney for anyone who tuned in, and it was really windy up on the hill at Sydney. It did calm down as the game went along, as Unitigo now on a first and long is going to try to run it up the middle again with Pitcher, but he's brought down by Postma at the line.
Now, they keep on doing this one play. It looks like the running back and the quarterback are hitting each other when they're coming through. I don't know if it's supposed to be that tight when they're coming through, but that's I think that's slowing down the momentum of number 44.
That kind of reminds me of almost a Walton-type look where you're disguising where the handoff goes, hoping that you can fake that out. So let's keep an eye on that for sure. I know Coach McCroney will throw a couple of wrinkles in there, that's for sure, for this Unitigo offense. He said he's been having fun learning about some different strategies for the eight-man game. Unitigo's going to throw it out to Tori Gu here at the 40 to the 35 to the 30. He's got the first down, 25-20, tiptoes down the line. He's going to stay in, and this is good. No flags on the play, and this is a Unitigo touchdown as Utter finds Tori Gu for about a 55-yard catch and run.
Oh, that was fun to watch. That was like a little wide receiver screen that they do in the NFL, but it was awesome to watch with only three guys on the line. Wow, the eight-man game is fast and furious.
That was fun, as that was a really nice job there by Tori Gu. He got to about the 20, and he got one last push, and he was somehow able to stay in bounds. He tiptoed down that sideline. I thought he was going out for sure.
Looked like his momentum was going to take him out at about the 15.
And you could not ask for a nicer kid than Tori Gu. He is he's the type of kid, if I go to a game, he's going to come up and say, hey, thank you so much for being here. So fun to watch him run that in. So we're going to have a two-point conversion opportunity here for Unitigo. They're going to hand it off to Pitcher. He runs it right up the gut, and he's going to be a little short. And so Unitigo, it comes up empty on the two-point conversion, but a 6-0 lead after that 55-yard catch and run as the QB Logan Utter finds Tori Gu, who dances down the sideline for the Unitigo score. 7 minutes to go in the first quarter. It's Unitigo 6, UV nothing on WCDO.
Matt's Auto of Otigo is proud to support local high school sports on WCDO. Matt's Auto is just outside of Otigo on County Road 7. Matt's Auto provides quality general service and repair. They can do it all. Oil changes, brakes, tires, tune-ups, suspension work, engine repair, and they offer computer diagnostic testing. Matt's Auto has been in business since 1994 and is a local shop you can trust. Call 988-9264. That's 988-9264. Or stop by on County Road 7. Matt's Auto of Otigo. 988-9264.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
It's Nate Lowe and Rich Turnbull with you this afternoon live from Norwich High School. It's Unitigo and UV in eight-man football. And after that touchdown catch by Tori Gu for 55 yards, Unitigo leads 6-0. Rich, your impression so far here in this first quarter?
That was fun. That was a typical NFL-style play. And it was just opened up the entire field. I love that kind of stuff. It's great.
Tori Gu is going to be doing the kickoff duties. A little bouncing kick will go through the hands of Reifenberg. He's going to have to chase it all the way back to the UV 20. Now he's at the 15, tries to reverse to the far side, all the way down to the 10. He's brought down, but we do have a flag on the play. But Reifenberg going in the wrong direction there, and Unitigo made him pay. But we'll see what the flag is.
It's got to be a block in the back, right, Nate?
I think that position?
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Yeah, so UV... That makes things even harder after that tough return. Good kick there by Gu. It was kind of bouncing end over end, and Reifenberg having a little trouble controlling it there for UV. So, again, 6:50 to go, first quarter, 6-0 lead for Unitigo.
I've always wondered why in this area we don't have anybody that kicks the ball. Everybody just squib kicks it around here. I never understood that. I mean, we don't have anybody kicking coaches around here?
It's funny. A couple of 11-man coaches have said that they – look at the percentages of that, as it looks like we'll have a timeout taken here by UV. We'll keep it right here, Rich, through this break. But they said that they had a better chance of either recovering the ball, and they didn't mind giving up the field position if the other team managed to get it at the 30 or the 35 or even the 40. So it was a numbers game, which I still can't really wrap my head around sometimes.
Yeah. What's the difference between the 8-man and the 11-man strategy with that?
I would think
it's so what, you got less people? I mean, guess more open field. So they kick the ball to the space. So you have an accurate kicker. You kick it to the space, and then you try to beat the other team to it.
One thing I would say is not every team seems to have a kicker these days. That's the last couple of years I've noticed. We've always been like, oh, wow, that team has a kicker. And it's really become a weapon for some teams. I don't know. Yeah. Has Norwich traditionally had a pretty good kicker?
Well, Mike Christie, the head football coach of Norwich, holds some of the state records for kicking. So he focuses on it a little bit. But still, I mean, we've had good kickers. Zan Stewart was a good kicker here for a while. We've had guys. We had Mike Trevisani. They get a couple soccer guys usually.
So here is UV backed all the way up to their own 5-yard line, going right to left here on a first down. Reifenberg's going to keep it, bounces to the outside, picks up a first down to the 20, out to the 30-yard line. A nice run by Reifenberg. He was pinned up against his own goal line, and now they have some breathing room.
You just have a fast kid in 8-man football, I'm starting to realize. If you have one fast kid, that's what you need.
Yeah.
Because you can get around the corner. I mean, that was just a 15-yard run, direct snap.
The first game I ever did was a UV-Oxford game. It was at UV. And each team had a fast running back, and I was amazed because it was literally like handoff, touchdown, because they were just two really fast track type of running back guys, and we were there for a long time that night. There was a lot of scoring.
I mean, that's fun. We want to see scoring.
6.5 minutes to go in this first quarter. 6-0 lead for Unitigo. UV's going to throw here on first down, but Reifenberg sails that pass a little high. The intended receiver was Marcus Proskin.
He just didn't get a grip on the ball. He's looking at his glove. He's shaking his hand a little bit. When he took the snap, it was a shotgun snap. He did not get the grip on the ball. He's spitting on his glove now. I don't know if that's legal during COVID, but I'm not gonna rat you.
We won't turn him in. You know, it's not like we're not on the radio. It's okay.
No, I'm sorry, everybody.
Yeah, 6:25 to go here in this first quarter. Ball is out at the 30-yard line. UV has the ball, and this will be Reifenberg in the shotgun, waiting for the snap. Got his man in motion, and he'll just keep it again. A little QB keeper on the fake handoff. Bowls his way out to the 35, so this will be a third down, and pretty manageable, about 4 or 5 to go for the Storm.
We're starting to see the game plan here for UV, right? They're just getting the ball to the Reifenberg number 21, and they're just going to go. That's what they're doing. You could tell that's what the plan was coming in Norwich today.
We haven't really seen them use Colin Gilbert, number 5, too much yet, and he had a nice game against Green last week, so we'll wonder see if he gets involved here at some point. But Reifenberg again under center on about a 3rd and 5 to go as UV goes right to left. They're at their own 35-yard line waiting for the handoff. Reifenberg's going to pull it down. He's got a receiver. He's got Gilbert open deep, and he's able to haul this one in. No, incomplete, just inside Unitigo territory. So speak of the devil, there he is, but the pass was just a little short.
Just a tad underthrown. If he threw that out in front of the receiver, he was gone for a touchdown. That was a well-drawn-up play by the UV coaching staff.
5:40 to go, first quarter. Unitigo leads 6-0 over UV. Yeah, that was a nice play, and that's a great way to look at all the space that's out there, that's for sure. You saw that if that was a pass over his head, he was going to have nothing but the end zone ahead of him. UV's going to punt here, a little squirrely punt that will bounce into Unitigo territory, fielded by the Spartans, and their knockdown ball came out for a split second, but Unitigo is going to hold on to it. Jarrett Thayer holding on to that one just in the nick of time for Unitigo.
You knew something was up with that because the Postman kid did not go back to punt. He was the original punter. The Reifenberg went back there. They did the old traditional college play. Do I have any room to get the first down? He didn't, so he punted it away.
Yeah, it looked like he was looking for some options, but nothing was there. And so Unitigo with a 6-0 lead will get the ball back on their own 38-yard line as they go left to right. It's 8-man action here today on WCDO. Also, if you're listening on WCDOsports.com, we appreciate you checking in there. That's all courtesy of SFCU. So again, 5:25 to go first quarter. We're live in Norwich this afternoon. UV and Unitigo playing on the turf at Norwich High School. And there's a handoff to Leo Temple. It wasn't pretty, but it works as they're going to pick up a first down all the way out to the 48-yard line.
That's exactly what I was talking about earlier. They ran into each other in the backfield. I mean, this is also why it's so open, right? You can get first down. The quarterback and the running back hit each other.
Right.
Face-to-face, and he still gets the first down.
Well, you wonder, too. You know, this is Unitigo's first year playing 8-man. If they're trying something new and different, they might still just be working out the kinks, right?
I mean, if I ran into you like that, Nate, we'd be both over.
That's true. That did show it was a pretty athletic play that they were able to both stay
on. Yeah, we would have knocked each other out on that.
Unitigo with the ball now right at midfield on the Norwich logo. They'll hand off for Temple again. Breaks a tackle to the 45-40. He's going to have some space to the 30, down to the 20. I think he's going to go to the 10, to the 5. He's tripped up, but right into the end zone. That's a Unitigo touchdown, a 50-yard run for Leo Temple.
Wow, what a good player, number 22 from Franklin, right?
Yeah, Franklin, New York.
We might have to find some turf for him over here in Norwich. Sorry, my Franklin friends.
Well, what's interesting about Leo is he's been playing for a couple of years. He is a senior now, but he's always had the injury bug. So it's so good to see him out there running and healthy, and a nice run there by Leo Temple.
He is tough. He looks like a football player. I mean, he's
rugged.
Yeah, yeah, he looks like a football player.
Unitigo leads 12-0 now with 4:40 to go in the first quarter. Looks like they'll go for two here, I believe, as Utter will walk up to the line. They missed on their first two-point conversion. Let's see what they come up with here, as they do have pitcher in the backfield. They'll hand off to him, bounces to the right side, and leans forward, and he is in. Two-point conversion is good on the handoff there to Jacob Pitcher, and Unitigo has a 14-0 lead over UV. With 4:40 to go in the first quarter, we'll take a break and be right back on WCDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. It's Nate Lull, Rich Turnbull with you this afternoon, live in Norwich. Of course, Rich is the athletic coordinator here, and always a good setup when we come to Norwich. We appreciate that, Rich.
We are striving for our hospitality, Nate. One of the things I wanted to do when I took over the job is I want to be more hospitable to our friends all over the place.
Well, we appreciate it. We've been here a lot over the last, you know, 2 years or so, and it's been a great relationship. Here's Unitigo again with that squib kick, but it's well fielded by UV. I got to give some credit there to Trey Leonard, who fell on that one, and that was a really high bouncing ball. Could have been trouble.
I'm so impressed with that Temple kid. I didn't realize that he was from Franklin, first of all. I mean, I might have to go over and watch my brother-in-law's team if he's a baseball player. I mean, what position does he play in baseball?
Oh, boy, I'm trying to remember now. I want to say, didn't get to see him last year.
Right.
I can remember seeing him at the plate. I can't remember where they had him in the field.
I'd like to see him hit one up on that hill in
Franklin. Oh, boy. 4:37 to go in the first quarter. It's a 14-0 lead for Unitigo. An incomplete pass. Nice pass from Reifenberg, but through the hands of Proskin there. And so that'll bring up second down.
There's something in their scouting report. They're trying to go over here on the left side with that short little pass, but they just haven't converted it yet. Something's going on over here. The UV staff wants to hit this left side. Most of their plays are going over here.
So this will be a second down and 10. UV's in the black uniforms, the gold trim, the purple pants, and the purple helmet. They go right to left. They're in their own end of the field at about the 43-yard line. And so, again, here is Reifenberg in the shotgun, waits, now hands off. This will be a good run for UV, but just tripped up there as sprinting through was Marcus Proskin. But a good job by Jarrett Thayer to just get him by the shoestrings and bring him down.
I would see, why not run that play again? Let's see what happens here on third down. Get close to the first down. You got to get some momentum here. You got to get a first down if you're UV. They haven't really, I don't think they've had a first down yet, have they?
On the first drive, I believe they did. But no, they didn't. Yeah, they punted. Yeah, so they have not had a first down yet, so UV looking to convert here on this third down. They're going to throw again. Here they go. They got the first down into Unitigo territory, down to the 40, to the 38. Passes complete there to John Leonard. Nicely done.
They love the quick little pass over here to the left side. They got guys all over the place over here. Something in the scouting report.
And he was wide open there. And, again, part of that's the play design, but also there's just so much space out here in this eight-man game. 3:56 to go in the first quarter. It's Unitigo 14. And UV nothing, but the Storm are driving here late in this first quarter. Reifenberg looks over to the bench and gets the play call. He's got a man in motion again. That's Leonard going from right to left. They'll fake the handoff. This will be Reifenberg on a keeper. Lost the ball. It's loose on the turf. Let's see who comes up with it here. Unitigo says they have it, and yes, they do. The officials say that the fumble by Reifenberg is recovered on the bottom of the pile there by Unitigo, and coming off is Jacob Pitcher.
Linebacker just jarred away from Reifenberg. He had a nice little run there, just jarred away right down the middle. He tried to do a little cutback, and when he made that cutback move, they put their head right on the ball, and there it goes.
3:34 to go in the first quarter, Unitigo 14, UV nothing. Storm were putting together a nice drive there, but the fumble and the ball on the turf, and Unitigo gets it back on their own, I'd say about the 36-yard line here.
If I'm Unitigo, why not just give it to 44 again? Just give it to, not 44, Temple again. Give it to number 22. Let's see him score from 60 yards out now.
Yeah, Temple, I mean, he's lined up in the backfield. He's on the right hip of the sophomore quarterback, Logan Utter. They're going to throw this time to Pitcher out to the right side. Gets a little bit of a block. He's up to the 40, good for about 8 yards, right in front of the UV sideline, up to about the 44-yard line for Pitcher.
Nice little play. That was a good play that no one really expected to throw in on first down. I didn't think they were going to do it. I would just give it to the Temple kid again.
It's been easy to find Jake Pitcher when he's out there because he has those bright pink socks on.
Yeah, we got two kids with pink socks today. We got him from Unitigo, and we got the Postma kid from UV that has pink socks on. Is that a new trend?
It must be. I don't know.
The Postma kid has the ribbon, so that must be breast cancer awareness.
Yeah. And the pitchers are, his are really intense pink, so he's easy to find out there. They're going to hand off the pitcher on a little sweep to the left side on second and short, cuts it back. He's going to have the first down and leans forward for about two more, right to the 50-yard line for Unitigo.
He's got the highlighter style socks, the pink highlighter socks. I'd say Postma's are a little darker.
I like Postma's, though. They do have the breast cancer ribbon on there. But, I would agree with the highlighter. That's a good way of putting it.
The highlighter socks.
2.5 to go in the first quarter. We're live in Norwich, and Unitigo leads UV 14-0 as this game is on the turf today at Norwich High School.
Their roster sizes are pretty big for smaller schools, especially UVs. They have a pretty good roster size here.
See, ask and you shall receive here. I just got a text message that Jake also wears those socks for breast cancer awareness.
Okay.
So, nice to see. Here on first down, Unitigo's going to throw and find Torrey Gu again on the right side. He's wide open, gets by the coverage, and will score for Unitigo. Another 50-yard bomb and the second TD of the day for Torrey Gu.
The cornerback got turned around a little bit, and the receiver came back. Gu came back for the ball. The cornerback just got turned around, didn't have a chance.
Nice job there by Gu, and I like the celebration as well. One of his teammates came down and kind of made looks like a basketball basket, and Torrey went up and dunked it through his arms. So they got the celebrations down, too. And so that is going to give Unitigo a 20-0 lead over Unadilla Valley with 2 minutes to go in the first quarter.
What's the highest scoring eight-man game you've seen, Nate?
I've seen, I think it was 60 to, 60s to 40s, somewhere in there.
Because Unitigo's on pace for 80 today.
Right. I have seen some scores from other parts of the state where they got up into the 70s. I don't think I've seen an 80, but Unitigo is definitely clicking here on offense early in this one.
And they don't really have a huge field or roster over there, so, I mean, these guys are going to stay in. Looks like they only got 7 other guys on the sideline.
Yeah. Timeout taken here by Unitigo before the two-point conversion. We're going to step away quick for 30 seconds and be right back on CDO.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
2 minutes to go in the first quarter. It's a 20-0 lead for Unitigo over UV. Coach McCroney must have seen something he wanted to talk about, so we'll have a two-point conversion here after that touchdown from Torrey Gu on another 50-yard pass from the sophomore QB, Logan Utter. Very nicely done there for the Spartans. So here is the two-point conversion try. Utter, the QB, is under center, wants to roll out and throw, and does, but good defense there by UV, streaking through to bring him down. So the two-point conversion is no good. We'll have another opportunity to take a break here. With 2 minutes to go in the first quarter, it's Unitigo 20, UV nothing on WCDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. We're live in Norwich here this afternoon, and Unitigo football is off to a hot start. They have a 20-0 lead over Unadilla Valley, who is the host here today. And it's been all Unitigo so far. Torrey Goo with two touchdown catches from Logan Utter. The first one was 55 yards. The second one was 50. And then we had Leo Temple with a 50-yard TD run. And so, again, that is our score, 20-0 at the moment. You know, UV's done a good job. They just have had some bad luck, had the fumble and some, you know, third downs that just didn't go their way.
Just no momentum on offense, right? They only had that one first down. They just can't move the ball past, really, the 40 to 50-yard line.
I thought that last drive looked really promising for UV, and then the fumble at about the 35-yard line just turned it over and gave Unitigo another golden opportunity.
I'm going to bet you my royalties for today's game, Nate, that they do a squib kick here.
There it is. So it bounces at the 30-yard line out of bounds. Reifenberg was trying to hustle over to get that, but it does roll out. So UV will be starting in their own territory here with 1:53 to go in this first quarter and a 20-0 lead. Some other football games around the area today. Walton is taking on Whitney Point today. That game started at 1:30 and is at Shenango Valley. That's really the only other local game. Sherburne, Earlville is playing Westmoreland Oriskany at Sequoit today. That started this morning at 11 o'clock, but kind of a quiet Saturday afternoon on the local schedule.
I was kind of surprised with the Sherburne game. They were the home team in Sequoit Valley. I thought that was an interesting selection to play your game in Sequoit Valley.
I wonder if it's similar to, you know, schools calling you here, we'll take anything we can get. What do you think?
I don't know. I don't think I've ever seen Sequoit in their football field. Do they have turf there?
I believe they have turf, but, yeah, I'm not 100% sure.
I've only been in their gym.
So this is UV taking over here. They trail 20-0 with 1:53 to go in the first quarter, starting on their own 34-yard line. They'll look to run it up the middle, and the Unitigo defense is right there. And on the tackle for Unitigo was James Wright, bringing down the ball carrier. That was Matt Bogdan for UV.
I think at some point UV is going to go with more Reifenberg onto the right side over here. I don't know if they're just setting it up. Maybe a little bootleg to the right side. I don't know. I just feel like you need to get him going down the field more. He's your playmaker at this point.
Yeah, he's had some nice runs so far, and when they've had success, it's been with him. So we'll see what they decide to do. This is going to be a 2nd and 6 as UV is at their own 38-yard line going right to left. Late here in the first quarter, Unitigo leads 20-0 with about 1:10 to go. Reifenberg splits out to the right side. He's at the 40, cuts back to the 45, picks up a first down out to the 46, move the chains for the Storm.
I should be a football coach. That would have been the exact call I would have made. Now do the same thing to the left-hand side, right? I mean, now you got this side of the field to work with, and this is the side of the field they've been trying to work the whole game.
It goes back to what you said earlier. If you can have one or two athletes on an 8-man team, you're going to have opportunities, especially if you can get to the outside and give them a little breathing room, a little running room out there.
This is going to be a little option for the Reifenberg kid, right? He's got three receivers on his left-hand side. He's in the shotgun set. He's either going to throw or he's going to run right here on the left-hand side.
So here's Reifenberg on a first down there at midfield. He pulls it down. Unitigo coming with the rush. Can he avoid it? Reifenberg to the outside. He does get to the corner, knocked out of bounds. He might have picked up a yard there. I think the most athletic play was leaping over the bench and the water coolers there to stay on his own 2 feet.
I wish we had an 8-lane track, but the 6-lane track would have worked for him to slow him down. So,
and so this will be about a 2nd. Actually, they gave him a little bit more than I thought they would. I think this is going to be about a 2nd and 7 for UV. And again, they're right at midfield on that Norwich logo on the 50-yard line.
It was perfect for Coach Regas. He didn't have to shout out anything. Right. He caught him on the way back through, put the play call in.
34 seconds to go, first quarter. Unitigo 20, UV nothing. And it has been a great first quarter if you're a Unitigo Spartans fan. Torrey Goo with 2 touchdowns for Unitigo and Leo Temple with the other one.
Same play to the right, Nate.
Yeah, there's
same exact setup. Trips to the right.
Those 3 wide receivers split out on a 2nd and about 7 to go for Reifenberg. We'll see what he decides to do. He's in the shotgun, standing on his own 45. One man in motion now from right to left. He'll fake the handoff, wants to run it up the middle. He's got a lot of room, first down and more, to the 40, to the 35, before he's tackled there. by Unitigo and Michael Wheeler.
What a good play call.
Yeah, very nice.
Because what they did is they brought that guy in motion, and it opened up field for Reifenberg. It was a great play call by the UV coaching staff. That's what they need to do more. They create more space for the Reifenberg kid. What a great play call.
We'll see if they get one more playoff at the end of the first quarter here. 15 seconds to go, and the clock is moving. Reifenberg just walked over towards the sideline to get the play there from Coach Regas. Marches back in. Clock is down to 5 seconds to go. We'll see if he gets it off in time. And he will get this snap, so this will be the last play of the first quarter. On first down, throws to the outside for Gilbert. Gilbert to the 30, to the 25. He fumbles, and it's picked up here by Torrey Goo. Goo is going to tiptoe along the sideline and then get knocked out of bounds. We are going to have a flag on the play, but another costly fumble there for UV.
Wow, I feel bad for the UV kids. They get something going, and then they just fumbled it again. The last two times, you're going to start seeing frustration now. There's a little frustration on the sideline because you get the feel that they're in this game, that they can play with these guys, but just can't have turnovers.
After the fumble, there was a block in the back, I believe, there for Unitigo, so that'll be assessed at the start of the second quarter when we start things back up. End of the first quarter here in Norwich. It's Unitigo leading UV 20-0 in eight-man football action on WCDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426 for Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
From the smallest moments to the biggest milestones, life is filled with triumphs, changes, and challenges. And no matter where you are in your life, you can count on NBT Bank to support you every step of the way. With a wide range of products and easy-to-use digital tools, all with friendly, local teams to help you make the most of them. So live confidently and look forward to what's next, knowing that NBT Bank is here to help you focus on what matters. NBT Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Start of the second quarter in Norwich. It's Nate Lull and Norwich athletic coordinator Rich Turnbull with you today on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web streams courtesy of SFCU. One quarter in the books, and Unitigo leads 20-0. Rich, your thoughts so far? I think UV has played well, but those fumbles have just been costly for the Storm.
They get the ball on the Unitigo side, and then they just fumble like two or three times in a row. I kind of feel bad for them. They get some momentum going. You feel like they're getting back in the game, and then fumble.
I mean, if they hold on to that, they were at about the 25-yard line, and they were marching. But instead, it's Unitigo picking it back up on a first down. They'll run out to about the 25-yard line after taking over. And, of course, that penalty was assessed as well on the return off the fumble. And so the ball carrier there running up the middle was J.D. Stockard for Unitigo.
I'd imagine the Unitigo team's going to do a little grinding here, right? A little mostly running plays right up the middle because it's been successful for them. They usually break one. I wouldn't think they're going to go away from that.
And so to start the second quarter, we're going to switch ends of the field. So this will be Unitigo going right to left now. And they'll have a man in motion here on second down at about 6 to go. Utter on a QB keeper, nowhere to go. That was snuffed out there by the UV defense, and that was John Leonard breaking through for the sack.
That was a high snap. Was he supposed to give it to the guy in motion, but because of the high snap? What do you think?
That's what it looked like, yeah.
He might have been trying to give that to the guy in motion, and then it became a failed play.
And Gilbert was right there to make sure he wrapped him up.
Or not a failed play, a broken play.
Broken
right?
play,
that's
there
what you
go.
Call that in football.
20-0 lead for Unitigo early in the second quarter.
I still watch too much soccer and stuff. I only watch the NFL. I'm sorry, viewers.
No college football?
Not
even
really.
Syracuse?
No, Syracuse is not great, so I don't waste my Saturday afternoons watching them.
So this will be a third down for Unitigo and about 6 to go. And here is Utter, the QB. He's going to drop back to throw. Looks to his right. Pass is complete. And breaking a tackle, boy, this is going to be very close to the first down for pitcher up at the 30-yard line. Did a great job to break a tackle and keep going, although he is down on the play here at the moment.
Great second effort by pitcher. Great second effort to get the first down. He's going to get up here. He's just a little shaken up. probably got the wind knocked out of him a little bit.
Yeah, there was three guys right there to meet him at that first down marker. He did walk off the field there under his own power. Looks to be okay.
And I think he got the wind knocked out of him. That's the way it looks like to me. But what a great second effort to get that first down.
Yeah, they pick up the first down, move the chains for Unitigo here. With 10:24 to go in the second quarter, it's Unitigo 20 and UV nothing.
He might have got hit. Nah, we're going to leave that alone, Nate.
Yeah. We'll hope that he's okay.
We'll just leave it at that.
So I'll go with the wind knocked out of him.
Yeah, sometimes I have my athletic director talk still.
Yeah.
So I forget that I'm on the radio. We're just going to say wind knocked out of him.
Yeah. So Unitigo has moved the ball up to about the 29-yard line. Again, they're going right to left now. They'll look to hand it off. And rumbling forward here for Unitigo will be Jarrett Thayer. Good for maybe about a yard. Good job by the UV defense there. Leading the charge was Nick Tuttle.
UV's looked a little bit better on defense here. Unitigo has been, you know, they make the big play. They break out. But Unadilla Valley's holding strong here.
So this will be a second down and about six to go here for the Unitigo Spartans. And again, just like you said, Rich, the Unitigo is very... very consistent with running the ball up the middle here in this early part of the second quarter.
They're trying to get their quarterback more involved in the running plays, but every time they do, it seems like Unadilla Valley gets, you know, snuffs that out a little bit.
Here's Utter, and he will hand one off to Temple, and this time Temple is dropped right about at the line of scrimmage. Breaking through once again was Nick Tuttle, doing the work of a man there, pulling him down for the tackle.
Great sportsmanship there, both guys patting each other on the back, great football play. You know, Unadilla Valley's holding strong here. If they stop them here, we, you know, get a touchdown. We might have a little more action.
I know it just sounds like a normal tackle, but to bring down Leo Temple like he just did, I think that was a phenomenal tackle there by Nick Tuttle.
Yeah, and he tackled him up on top, didn't even really tackle around his legs.
8:45 to go, second quarter. We're in Norwich this afternoon on the turf. It's Unitigo and UV playing eight-man football, and Unitigo leads 20 to nothing. And here is Utter on a third down and about seven to go. He'll try to roll out of the pocket, runs to the right side, wants to throw. Now he's going to have to tuck it and run, and he's going to just pick up the first down, and he gets out of bounds. What a play there by Logan Utter.
Just UV needs a stop. They can't get that stop. That was the perfect place, but good play by the Unitigo quarterback to move the chains.
Very nicely done, as Unitigo now will have it out at their 40-yard line as they go right to left here in the second quarter. And just Unitigo seems to be able to make those plays when they need to. And UV, when they've kind of gotten some momentum, they've had those two costly fumbles so far. That's really been the difference.
That's a good composed play by a sophomore quarterback in Utter. That's a good play.
Yeah, this is. I've been impressed with him so far. And, you know, Coach McCroney spoke very highly of him, and I think he's already earned coach's trust in the early part of this season. They're going to pitch it here on first down. They'll go back again to Jarrett Thayer, tries a little spin move, and maybe gets back to the line of scrimmage. Nick Tuttle right there again for UV on defense.
Ooh, he's coming out. That hurt his shoulder a little bit. Number 52, that was tough.
Yeah, we'll hope that he's okay here.
Yep. He went to his shoulder immediately when he went for the tackle.
Comes off to the side, and he's been a key piece here on this drive on defense for Unadilla Valley. With 8 minutes to go in the second quarter, it's Unitigo 20 and UV nothing. Eight-man football today on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is courtesy of SFCU.
I think it was just one of those classic football pinches, right? Maybe pinch a little nerve on that. He looks all right. He's moving his arm well.
So here is a second down and about 11 to go. And they're going to hand it off to Leo Temple. Rumbles through the line, and he's got nothing but space in front of him. Breaks all the tackles, and Leo Temple is going to be in for his second touchdown of the day. Of about 52 yards, he is unstoppable right now for Unitigo.
I just liked how he ran hard all the way through the end zone. That was great to watch. I mean, he there was no one 15 yards around him, and he was still running hard like he was being chased.
You know, Coach McCroney sent me those stats last week, and I said 12 carries for 224 yards. Holy cow, but now you can see why with just his physicality when he's running like that.
I wonder why they don't give it to him more. Maybe he's just because he has such long runs, and the conditioning might not be there. I don't know.
Or if they're just trying to get other guys involved right now, I mean, and they know they have him to lean back on, I'm not sure.
It's almost like just giving the ball to Bo Jackson in Tecmo Bowl. Okay, he's gone.
I was honestly going to say that looked like a Tecmo Bowl run when he was out about the 30. He's still kicking those legs like that.
Just give it to Bo Jackson.
So a two-point conversion coming up for Unitigo. Utter with the snap, rolls to his right, cuts back, and he's going to pitch it at the last second, and they'll still come up a little short. Good defense there by UV. A great pitch from Utter trying to find J.D. Stocker, but they'll come up about a yard short. So 7:30 to go in the second quarter. Unitego leads UV 26-0 on WCDO.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. We're live in Norwich this afternoon. It's eight-man football action, Unitego and UV. And our score is Unitego 26, UV nothing, with 7.5 to go here in this second quarter. And, you know, Rich, so you said UV's going to have two more games here this year?
Yeah, they're going to play Oxford next Friday, and then I believe it's Green the following Friday.
Have you had a lot of other schools trying to get here even to just practice or anything like that?
We have a good relationship with Sherburn, and Sherburn came here to practice a couple times. Really, because we have so many teams, we're out here until probably 7 o'clock at night, and a lot of teams don't want to come over that late, so you have to be pretty local.
Unitego is going to kick off here. And UV will receive. They're in the black with the purple and the gold trim. Unitego's in the white with the green. And this one is a squib kick, but it gets hit by that front line and knocked down. UV's going to have great field position here. We were both expecting that one to get through, but instead it was Joe Avolio falling on it for UV.
I got to get my comments down better. I mean, I don't like that. I got to remember I'm not watching the game as a spectator here.
Well, that was amazing because, I mean, it just kind of, it was a line drive right into him.
Yeah, it looked like I was hitting a fungo to the second baseman and went off him.
Well, either way, great hands to just be able to fall on that one and kind of keep his head, and it's going to give UV good field position.
I think it surprised him. I mean,
I think so, too. So the Storm have the ball right on the Norwich logo, going left to right. Here's Blaine Reifenberg at QB. He's going to hand one off. Oh, almost another fumble, but he's just able to hold on to it. That's Marcus Proskin. Turns a negative into a positive and picks up about 4 yards.
How did that kid keep it on his hip like that? He was juggling it on his hip going through the line. That was easily going to be another fumble.
Yeah, that was the handoff just wasn't quite smooth, and he was bobbling it as he ran into the line there, but did hold on.
That was a crazy play. I love that.
7 minutes to go in the second quarter. Unitego leading 26-0 over Unadilla Valley. Leo Temple from Franklin with 2 touchdowns for Unitego, and Tori Gu with 2 pass receptions for touchdowns. All of the TDs have been just about 50 yards, so it's been a big day on offense for Unitego. Here's Proskin. This is Reifenberg, and he lost the control of the ball for a second, does fall on it at the 45. Gain of about 1 or 2, so this will be about a 3rd and 5 for UV inside Unitego territory at the 45.
It doesn't feel like a 26-0 game. It feels like Unitego Valley's right there for some strange reason. It just doesn't feel like a blowout. I feel like they could get back in this game if they just took care of the ball.
I agree. Yeah, they've had their opportunities and just some bad luck, some bad bounces, I would say, so far for the Storm. And so here is Reifenberg on this 3rd and 5. This is a big play, I think, here for UV. If they could convert, maybe get some points before the half, that would be big. Reifenberg drops back. He's going to look to throw, rolls to his right. He's got a bunch of gang tacklers coming after him. He's going to be able to cut back. Reifenberg is going to be short of the first down. He does gain about 2 yards on the play, so it's going to be a 4th and 2 coming up inside Unitego territory at the 42.
He had a guy wide open on the right-hand side, but he didn't want to throw across his body. It was probably actually a smart play, because who would have known what would have happened with that. But he did have a guy wide open, but he decided to tuck the ball and go.
All right, it looks like UV might go for it here, but before that, they're going to take a timeout. So we'll step away for 30 seconds. With 5:34 to go in the second quarter here in Norwich, it's Unitego football leading UV 26-0 on WCDO.
The folks from Butts Concrete of Masonville proudly support local high school sports on WCDO and wish our local teams the very best this season. Butts Concrete manufactures many different types of precast concrete products, including septic tanks, stairs, catch basins, sidewalk pavers, and much more. Plus, they do residential and commercial septic and sewer cleaning. Just call 265-2887. That's 265-2887 for Butts Concrete and Septic Cleaning Services on Church Street in Masonville. A proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO.
your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Reminder that in just a few minutes, we'll have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report. See if we can get you some other scores out there from our other local games. As we said, the other local game I really wanted to keep an eye on is Walton and Whitney Point. That game started at 1:30 and was being played on the turf down at Shenango Valley. Seems like CV is another school that's been pretty good about trying to let some local football schools that don't have turf come down and play.
CV was one of the first schools in our league that had a turf baseball field, so we were going there a lot. We actually ended up playing our home games a few times at CV. So that is, and now they have many fields that are turfed on the CV. They have, I think, three fields.
Yeah,
total fields.
I got a chance to see them last spring. Really, really nice facility down there.
It is a beautiful facility. If you've ever been inside, it's a very clean. Mm-hmm. It's a good place to see high school sport.
So here is a 4th and 2 for UV. They're inside Unitego territory at about the 42. And it's going to be a QB keeper, and he's going to pick up the first down. He was tripped. Reifenberg wanted more. He's frustrated, but he did pick up the first down.
He was carrying that ball like he was palming a basketball. Boy, that was dangerous. Oh, I thought for sure we were going to see another fumble there, but he got through the line.
Nice fake, though, too. Looks like he was going to pass, and then he just tucked it and was able to run right up the gut. Nice job there.
The Reifenberg kid, he's a pretty good player here. He just got to hang on to the ball. I mean, he can make something. They like this little trips play. I wouldn't be, if some guy goes in motion, he's probably going to run it.
Coming up on 5 minutes to go here. Clock is moving in the second quarter. Unitego 26, UV nothing. And the Storm with the ball. They're on the march now. They're going to throw it in the air. This one high, and it's going to be caught down at the 15-yard line. And to the left side of the field, cutting back. This is going to be a UV touchdown. John Leonard will haul it in. And there's the first points of the afternoon for the Storm.
What a beautiful pass by Reifenberg. He got it out there. The receiver had to stop a little bit, but Reifenberg made a nice play. He kind of faked out a lineman coming at him and then made a great play.
Yeah, nice job there by Reifenberg. Floated that one up there, and there's that space once again. It's kind of a, if you have athletes, you can float a pass up there and say, hey, go get it, right?
Yeah, right, exactly. And you don't get a lot of rush if you can get around to that one guy rushing at you. I mean, you're not, you know, in 11-man, you get two or three guys coming at you. In this, you're only getting probably one guy. So Reifenberg made a play around him, and here you go. They completely split out here now.
Yeah, UV is going to go for two. Two wide receivers to the left, two to the right, and three on the line. Reifenberg is in the shotgun. Let's see what UV draws up here with Coach Regas.
Reifenberg is going to keep it. He's going to go to the left side.
Reifenberg, the snap, looks to his left. He's flushed out of the pocket, has to throw, but good defense by Unitego. Breaking through with Nate Ackerley to rip him down. So 2-point conversion, no good, but our score is now Unitego 26, UV 6, with 4:45 to go in the second quarter. We'll be back on WCDO.
Brown's Pharmacy at 225 Main Street in Unadilla is not only your one stop for all of your pharmaceutical needs, but Brown's also carries Burt's Bees products, cards, candy, Nature's Bounty vitamins, over-the-counter and prescription drugs, and more. Small in size, but large in healthcare products for you and your family. It's Brown's Pharmacy, Main Street in Unadilla. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5:30, and Saturdays, 8 to 1.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, everybody. A UV touchdown there, a 50-yard pass from Blaine Reifenberg to John Leonard. Cuts into this Unitego lead. It's now 26-6 with 4:45 to go in the second quarter. We're live in the press box as we're overlooking the beautiful turf field here at Norwich High School. It's Nate Lull and Norwich Athletic Coordinator Rich Turnbull here this afternoon on WCDO. Thanks for joining us. And another squib kick here. Unitego will field this one, and this will be Michael Wheeler hauling it out to about the 44-yard line before he's tackled.
Boy, I love these squib kicks. I don't get it. I just kick the ball away.
Well, it definitely adds a couple of curveballs into things, that's for sure.
I'm going to ask Mr. Regas at lunch, because I have lunch with him every day. I was trying not to bring that up. I'm going to ask him now, why are we squib kicking it every time?
I'll be interested to hear what they say. Like I said before, a lot of coaches told me they'd like to play the percentages game, that maybe a kid's going to have it bounce off his hands, maybe we'll get a chance at it, and they really basically said they didn't care if they gave the team a start at like this, like at the 42.
If I was going against Temple, I would care.
Yeah, that's a good point. As Leo Temple has two touchdowns here today, a fake handoff to Temple, and Logan Utter is hauled down by Timmy Postma of UV for a loss in the backfield.
I mean, Temple has run for like 80 yards. like on a play. So maybe it doesn't matter. Maybe I'm overthinking this.
Well, we'll have to see what Coach Rodriguez says, as he's done a really good job the last couple of years. When UV went to eight-man football and Art came in, I feel like the program has really done well over the last couple of years.
He's just a football junkie. Every time you talk to him, he always wants to talk to you about football, and that's about it. And he actually coached at Unitego for a while. He coached in Norwich here. He's been at Unadilla Valley. He coached at Oneonta for a while. He just loves the game.
And he also coaches bowling here for you, correct?
He does, Norwich? He coaches the bowling. He's an avid bowler.
So here is a second down and about 13 to go for Unitego. This is going to be Utter, flushed out of the pocket, and he's going to pick up another first down into UV territory at the 40, ripped all the way down to about the 35-yard line. Another good run and a good burst of speed there from Logan Utter.
John Leonard had to make a decision, the cornerback for UV. Was he going to stay with the receiver, or was he going to step up and hit the quarterback? He stayed with the receiver. Probably a good decision, because it would have probably been a touchdown if he didn't.
So with 3.5 minutes to go in the second quarter, it's Unitego 26, UV 6, and we'll have a timeout taken here. And Rich and I will keep it right here. And it's been an entertaining first half. I agree with what you said earlier, that it feels like a much closer game than this.
Well, it's only, what, two scores? Two more scores? UV's could still get right in it. I mean, the problem is that I feel like Unitego's got more weapons. Their quarterback... They're big running back. I feel like they just have more weapons right now, and it's going to be tough to stop them and catch up for UV.
I think
it's doable.
I think the biggest thing is Unitego's gotten some other guys involved, but when it came down to brass tacks, it was like, we're going to give this ball to Leo Temple, and he's going to make you pay. And so far, UV, I think, only once or twice has really had an answer for him out there.
They need to get a stop. At some point, you have to get a stop. I mean, if I'm Unitego, why not give it to Temple one more time right here and let him score? I mean, he could score for 36 out for sure.
So Leo Temple, again, I hate almost saying this stuff because I feel like it's almost a little bit of a curse, but he has had the injury bug the last couple of years. And it's so good to see him out there. I know even basketball this year, he had a little bit of an injury and missed some time. So good to see him out there. I hope that maybe he'll find a home at the next level somewhere.
Did Franklin get a lot of basketball games in this year? I didn't get a chance to see any. I usually get to see a Franklin game.
I would say... maybe eight.
Oh, wow, that's good.
Seven or eight games. Yeah, it was a good short season for Franklin over in the Tri-Valley. Here on a first down, Utter's going to throw. Tosses one up into the sky here and is incomplete. Intended receiver was Destin Gesick, but good coverage for UV back there by Colin Gilbert.
We got two flags down, probably in the area of holding, I would guess.
Yeah, those are back, both up towards the line of scrimmage here, so we'll see what the call is.
When your quarterback drops back like that and you need a lot of time, usually some offensive lineman is going to hold somebody.
Yes, holding against Unitego here. With 3:27 to go in the second quarter, it's Unitego 26 and UV 6.
I thought the defensive back was going to stop and come back at that ball. He stayed with the receiver. I think he could have made a play on the ball if he just went for the ball instead of worried about the receiver.
I was also curious if Unitego would try to use Destin Gesick on the outside. He's about 6'4", 6'5". I think maybe that was just a jump ball for him to say, hey, maybe the big fella could go up and get it there.
Yeah, he's a tall, tall kid over here on the left-hand side. Does he play any other sports?
Yeah, he's also a basketball kid. Had a really good season for Unitego. I'd say they got about 10 games in.
They beat us this year, right, over in Unitego.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't get a chance because I had to monitor all the home games in Norwich.
Yeah, so that was a good game, and Unitego kind of had a unique schedule, got in, you know, their classic games with Sydney and stuff, but they played Oneonta, and they were also able to play Norwich, and now a fumble on the play here, but Utter is able to fall on it. The snap was low. He tried to get it to Temple and then just had to ditch it and fall on it here for Unitego.
Just UV's not getting those breaks. You know, Unitego, every time UV fumbles, they get a ball right there. The perfect opportunity for UV to get the ball, but they didn't get it back.
3:10 to go in the second quarter. It's Unitego 26 and UV 6. And this is going to be a second down and very long here for Unitego.
I did get a chance. You were with me. We watched the Unitego girls play in Norwich.
That was fun.
That was a good game.
Yeah, that was a really good game. Matchup of two probably of some of the best local girls basketball teams this year. They're going to hand off to Leo Temple, and he is brought down. Good job by the UV defense there. Breaking through was Travis Knapp, and he wrapped them up around the knees and brought them down.
I feel like every time Temple makes a big run, it's on like third or fourth down. So this is it right here. So you got about third and what, 25?
Third and a country 30? Mile here, I think.
Yeah. Third into Sherburn?
Yeah.
In Norwich?
So we'll see what they dial up. I mean, if you're Coach McCroney, do you just say, hey, let's give it to Leo and see what happens?
Yeah, you just then punted the ball away if you don't get anything. Exactly. You don't want to throw the ball up and have it. Actually, you know, because it is 30 yards, maybe you throw kind of like a, you know, a ball that doesn't matter, punt at the same side.
We'll take a look at Torrey Goo. Yep. He's got two touchdowns so far, the receiver on the far side, but UV sniffs this one out, and Logan Utter's going to have to run out of bounds on the far side. Well read there by Caden Butts.
Good play. Now are they going to punt it, or are they going to just throw it up?
Well, with 2 minutes to go here before the halftime break, Unitico leads 26-6. We'll see what they decide to do.
It definitely did not help him with the spot. I thought he was a little farther down by the 50. But, I mean, I guess it doesn't matter. It's still now it's fourth in North Norwich.
Yeah. So Unitico, it looks like, I mean, Utter's coming back in here.
Maybe they don't have a punter. Maybe some of these schools don't have a punter. I remember watching Walton in the state championship, and on the TV said, Walton, kicker, none.
None?
It was funny. My dad and I were watching the game together. We said, did that say none?
So they are going to go for it here on fourth down. And so this will be the snap to Utter. He's going to throw across the middle for Destin Gesick. He hauls it in, gets it across midfield to the 45. That's where UV is going to take over. So Coach McCroney just playing the field position game right now.
Yeah, I guess you hope you can get something out of that, and maybe they just don't have a good punter.
1:57 to go in the second quarter. My guess would be maybe Torrey Goo. He's been doing the kickoff duties, but, yeah, maybe you just don't have that punter right now. And I asked Coach McCroney before the game. I said, what do you think the future holds? Are you going to try to go back to 11-man? And he said, you know, for the foreseeable future, I think we're going to be 8-man. We just don't have the numbers. He goes, you know, our junior class, I think he said they have 17 boys in it. They're going to be graduating around 50 the next couple of years, so that's tough.
I think 8-man's going to get a lot bigger in the state, actually, because I think a lot of schools are really hurting, and a lot of kids are not playing as many athletics.
Here's Reifenberg. He's going to pull it down, has to throw it up here, and it could have been intercepted. Temple was right in that area, couldn't quite get to it. Second down coming up here for UV.
This game will get interesting if they can score here before the end of the first half. I mean, score and then not allow Unitico to score. Then you're really talking, you got a good ball game. Get a couple more stops, UV's right in it.
Yeah, UV, if they could do something on this drive, go into the locker room, I think you'd have to be pretty happy with that.
Get the momentum on your side. Did they get the ball at the third quarter?
UV had it first.
Okay.
UV had it first. So with 1:50 to go in the second quarter, here is Reifenberg in the shotgun. Drops back, wants to throw into the flat on the outside. It's a completed pass. Good for maybe about 2 yards here to Marcus Proskin.
Not much there. Unitico's kind of playing a prevent defense here, trying to, Seven's coming off a little limping. And he was the guy that Reifenberg kept on going to.
Yeah, Marcus Proskin here is limping off the field for UV.
Yeah, that was one of their go-to guys in the offense. Oh, 44 is coming in. He's a pretty big kid right here.
Yeah, 44 will be Caden Butts.
Okay. Is that the brother of the Kyler?
Yes. So Kyler is usually wearing number one, and he's in that walking boot after the injury in the week one win over Green. Didn't even know it until after the game that he, I believe it's a broken tibia.
Oh, wow. Tough kid to play through that.
Yeah, so he's down there in the walking boot, and he said probably about 8 weeks he's going to have to be in that boot. So.
Oh.
And here's a little keeper by Proskin, bounces to the outside, gets across the 45, down to the 40, rolling forward over to the 39-yard line. So, again, let's see how much time we got left here. About 1:05, UV still in business in the second quarter.
Good run right by Reifenberg. Now we got some momentum. Now just don't fumble the ball. You know, this is about where they fumbled it last time. Keep the momentum going.
So clock is moving now. We officially hit 1 minute to go before the halftime break. And this will be Reifenberg in the shotgun. He's got three wide receivers to the left, one to the right. He's going to tuck it down. Unitico coming through, but we do have a whistle that'll blow this play dead. Looks like UV took a timeout before they were able to get that snap off. So we'll step away for 30 seconds. 53 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Unitico 26, UV 6 on CDO.
This is the time of year that it's sometimes warm and sometimes cold. You might need furnace repair, or you might be thinking about installing a central air conditioning unit for the summer. Either way, it's time to call Kurt Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. Kurt can install, service, or repair furnaces, boilers, hot water heaters, and air conditioners. Not to mention air duct cleaning, plumbing, electrical work, and home repairs too. Call Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney today at 349-0831. That's 349-0831.
your local sports leader. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull and Rich Turnbull with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is courtesy of SFCU. We also record all these games, so we'll have this game in our game audio archive. Again, that's a free download, courtesy of SFCU.
I don't think I'm going to help your downloads, Nate.
I was going to say, you're going to go back and listen to yourself?
I'm not probably going to go back and listen to myself. Probably zero chance.
53 seconds to go here in the second quarter. UV trying to march down, and this is Proskin, came off, and they're looking like they're going to get the ice bag for him. Reifenberg's going to throw here on first down. Pass is incomplete. And will we have another flag? No, no flags on the play.
I love the Dunkin' Donut ice bags. I mean, I should get that for Norwich.
Yeah, wow.
They're creative. I think they're Dunkin' Donuts.
That's what it looks like.
They are. They got their ice bags are from Dunkin' Donuts. It's awesome.
And so UV here with some injuries in the first half. A couple of guys have limped off at different times, but we'll hope that they're okay. That's another thing about eight-man. Sometimes with the low numbers on the roster, you can only afford to get a couple guys hurt. Although, I do agree with you, Rich. I think UV has some pretty healthy numbers here.
UV's got a lot of guys compared to Unitigo.
And so this will be Blaine Reifenberg again on second down and 10 to go. UV going left to right at the 39-yard line. We're going to have a false start against the Storm.
I didn't see it, but the quarterback did not have good body language on that one. He was upset about somebody. It looked like somebody on the left side.
Clock is at 48 seconds here in the second quarter. Unitigo leading 26-6. And the ball will be marked off here at about the 43-yard line. So UV is in Unitigo territory going left to right. And so waiting for the snap here. 45 seconds. Clock is moving. And Reifenberg's going to have to throw. He's got a receiver out to the outside, but he's immediately buried. Destin Gesick is there for the tackle. I think they're actually going to say that pass was incomplete to John Leonard.
Yeah, the Unitigo sideline was all over that. It must have hit the ground like a trap.
36 seconds left, and this is going to be a third down coming up here for Unadilla Valley.
About 12, probably 14.
Yeah, it looks like they backed it up a little bit. Boy, that keeps 15. Moving there. So going to be about a third and 15, I would say, yeah.
That's what I would agree, third and 15.
And so UV with 36 seconds left in this second quarter, waiting for the snap. The Reifenberg, who's standing at about the 49-yard line here, peers over to the sideline to talk to Coach Regas. Wants to try to set up the play here. He's got three wide receivers to the right, one to the left, waiting for the snap. Looks over to the right side, and his pass is incomplete behind his intended receiver there in John Leonard.
54 was coming around the edge for Unitigo on the rush. I don't have his number in front of me. Actually, I do. Nate Ackerley.
Yeah, Nate Ackerley. Yep.
He was coming around the corner, and he was going to hit Reifenberg if he didn't get rid of it. Reifenberg got rid of it. Good sportsmanship, though. Again, each other patting each other on the back on that.
So fourth down coming up, so we have about a fourth and 15 for UV. They're going to roll the dice here. Why not? Late here in the second quarter with 31 seconds to go, they're trailing 26-6.
He was kind of coming around the corner like Leonard Marshall hitting Joe Montana.
Wow. That play. I do.
Yeah. But it was Leonard Marshall, wasn't it?
I believe so. Knocked Montana out of, was the NFC Championship game, maybe?
That's when he was a was he playing for the Chiefs at that point? No, it must have been the 49ers. It was the NFC Championship.
Yep. Yeah, it was 49ers, maybe 89 or 90, right. Somewhere in there. Boy, we're going back.
Yeah.
Here is Reifenberg, wants the throw, steps up, and the rush is coming from Unitigo. We do have a flag in the back, and Reifenberg had nowhere to go. He was being chased by Chris Price and Nate Ackerley, and he was brought down to the turf.
I'm guessing that's going to be on Unitigo because there was three Unitigo guys and one receiver. It's got to be a hold or something, I would think, on the defensive backfield.
I think so. That flag was way in the back there, and with 23 seconds to go in the second quarter, this has been a long last 1 minute here of this second quarter.
If that's on Unadilla Valley, I have no idea what he did to get that. He was by himself.
So we'll
see. It's got to be on Unitigo.
And I think the Unitigo sideline's probably upset at their guys saying, hey, that was fourth down. We just had to let that ride out. Yeah, that is a holding against Unitigo.
Holding in the backfield.
This could be costly.
Or the secondary. Holding in the secondary, yeah.
This is going to give UV a great opportunity here.
About 4th and 6.
Yeah, 4th and 6. Way better than the 4th and 15 that they had, I would say.
I don't know the timeout situation, but if you got a timeout, why not try to run Reifenberg here?
Yeah, 23 seconds left here in the second quarter. We'll have our Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. Reifenberg peers over to the sideline here on this 4th and 6. Two wide receivers split out to the right. And this is Reifenberg in the shotgun. He's got Colin Gilbert in the backfield with him. Set up right off his right hip. Here's the snap. Reifenberg pulls it down, wants to throw over the middle, and this one is almost picked off. It's incomplete and just falls to the turf. Looked like Unitigo was going to have a chance at it, but it'll be a turnover on downs.
Now, this is interesting here. 18 seconds left. Unitigo has scored from this position. Do you just give it to him? Do you give it to Temple here and say, go for it?
Yeah, it'll be an interesting call here. I think, you know, if you were really looking to make a statement right at the end of the half, you could do that.
You could do that little, the utter keeper on the far side and then give it to Temple. I think they're going to go for something. Oh, no, maybe not. No, they're going to kneel it.
Yep, looks like Utter's going to take a knee here, so that's going to do it for the second quarter. And it'll bring up our halftime score of Unitigo 26, Unadilla Valley 6. We're live on the turf in Norwich today at Norwich High School for a man football game. We'll have our Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. For Rich Turnbull, I'm Nate Lull. Again, our halftime score, Unitigo 26, UV 6 on WCDO.
This year, switch to Marabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Marabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Marabito, where our people make energy different.